All right, cool. I call this meeting to order on Monday, February 9th at 4:31 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item two. Was this agenda posted with 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. And is the meeting date taking place on the day, week, month, year, and time of location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. And then on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. And then roll call.
Vice Chair Huang.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Absence excused.
Senator DeBarge.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator Issa.
Present.
Senator Barbosh.
Party excused.
Senator Cholera.
Party excused.
Senator Dayton.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Carmen's present.
Perfect. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Does anyone have public comment? Cool. There is nothing for agenda item 6, 7, so we'll move down to agenda item. We'll move down to agenda item 9, Senator reports first. Senator Kitch is not here, so she cannot give a report for the Office of Provost, but I am here. So item 9B, Student Services and Residence Hall Association. So RHA, we had meetings last few weeks. We didn't have one last week. We normally have a meeting every Friday at 2 to 3. And those have just been pretty regular. There's the Multicultural Center is putting on an event called Lunar New Year. I think I brought this up last time we went to ASA. Fortunately, I'm working with Leaf to get them some funding. And then the last time Residence Hall Association met, they also agreed to give the Multicultural Center some funding for that event. So I think it should be funded well, and there's nothing else to report there. And then for student services, I was supposed to meet with Dr. Speed last Tuesday at 11 a.m., but then something came up and she was unable to meet at that time, so we're meeting tomorrow at her office. And then we'll skip down to 9D, Senator Dayton for the Nevada Student.
Yeah, I made contact with my new liaison position. She wanted me to tell everyone that February 2nd to tomorrow, there's free printing for the Career Center, but like that's kind of late notice because it's tomorrow. And then also I'm working with the Disability Resource Center to try to get changes to Nevada policy, like the university policy, on recording lectures, which is technically an academic and student affair. So keep you guys posted on how that goes in case you guys want to come get public comment when we approach faculty senate.
Thank you. 9E, Senator DeBarger, University Libraries.
Yeah, I emailed twice and I have not gotten a response. Okay. So I'll email again this week.
Okay, cool. We can talk about getting in contact with that person. I think maybe their liaison might have changed, so we'll.
Yeah. It was Heather DeMonte, who's the person that I've been emailing.
Okay, cool. Senator Issa, 9F.
Senator Issa, for the record, not much to report on my two liaison positions. Faculty Senate will be meeting next on February 13th, although their agenda is not posted yet on the UNR website, so I don't know what they're going to be talking about. And I did make contact with my other liaison, the Office of Digital Learning, who's Ed Huffman. I sent an email, but I've not yet received a response yet, so I'll keep you updated at our next meeting.
And then 9G, Senator Lawson.
I reached out to Ricky and sent him an email. He just got back to me a few days ago. He's been sick, so we have a meeting scheduled for next week.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll move back up to 9A, liaison adoptions and changes. So we have 3 slots open, academic advising, admissions and records, and then we realized that student life services is actually different from student services. So student services is Dr. Speed. She helps with, ASU1. That's like an umbrella term for ASU1 and other things like that. like that. And I believe Student Life Services is broader. And currently, there's two people who are the Vice President of Student Life Services, and I believe one of them is Dean Kennedy. So I'm willing to take on Student Life Services because me and Dean are pretty close. I'm an RA. But I need someone to take on the other two, or preferably Senator Atkinson can take on one. And then Senator Calderon also doesn't have a liaison position, I believe. So just to make sure that everybody has one, and then we'll be completely filled out, which will be cool. So I'm seeking a motion to add myself to the liaison position of Student Life Services through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Ms. Pisa, or Senator Pisa. Can I get a second?
Second
by Senator Lawson, thank you. And then, does anyone want to take on academic advising or admissions and records?
Senator Atkinson, for the record,
yeah.
I have placed myself on the liaison.
Point of order, you'd ask if there's any dissent.
Sorry. Is there any dissent for my motion? I apologize. Seeing none, that motion is approved. Okay. Sorry, Senator Atkinson.
Senator Atkinson, for the record, I have placed myself on the liaison for
Second by Senator Departure. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, you have been moved to the following liaison positions. And then I'll talk with Senator Calderon because he's not here and I don't think we have much else. And maybe he can get in contact with admissions and records. Is what we have left in the meantime before our next meeting. But yeah, okay. Moving down to, I'll ask if anybody wants it. If anyone wants to change, make any other changes, drop anything, or if they want to take on admissions and records, we can do that too. So I'll leave it open if there's any other questions. We're good. Okay, cool. And then moving down to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any more public comment this time? Luis.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wong.
Yes.
Luis Aguilar, Associate Director, for the record. I just want to remind you of the career fairs happening this week, and most importantly, the career networking mixer that's happening from 4 to 6 in the fourth floor, and then the career fair for STEM majors on Wednesday from 12 to 3, fourth floor of the boardroom, and all majors career and internship fair happening on Thursday the 12th from 12 to 3 on the fourth floor of the GCSU, and I'll send out a follow-up email to everyone.
Thank you. Awesome. Is there any more public comment at this time? With that being said, we'll move on down to agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting today at 4:39 p.m. in the Frankie Tudor Pablo conference room. And on Zoom. Thank you.